Have you ever wondered if you're on the right track? And if you are, or if you aren't, how does God confirm that and let you know? It's a deep question. We're going to be talking about it today on 5-Minute Mentoring. Have you ever wanted to have someone in your life who you could ask real questions about your art, your business, and even your walk with the Lord? Well, that's exactly what we do every Friday here on 5-Minute Mentoring, where I answer one question from one of my awesome podcast listeners in order to help you start really thriving as the artist you know God created you to be. Well, hey there, I'm so glad that you're with me today on 5-Minute Mentoring. Listen, I was just talking with somebody the other day about this whole thing of hearing God's voice and how he confirms his word to us because, you know, all of us, I think, are used to, especially before we knew the Lord, but sometimes even after we know the Lord, we're used to this striving thing. We're used to trying to make it happen ourselves. And, you know, as we mature in the Lord, we begin to understand how the kingdom works, which is not hope, wait, beg, or work, sweat, and strive, but it's really all about hearing his voice, leaning into his heart, seeing and agreeing with heaven, and then responding within our circle of influence and, you know, however God brings the grace to do that within our life. And so for us, that tends to be in our art business and relationships, however the Lord, you know, chooses to use us. But the question always comes up, you know, and this is our question today. How do you know that you're on the right track? How do you know that you're following what God's calling you to do? And how does he affirm that? Well, one of our podcast listeners, Robbie Mueller, has this question, and I'm going to throw it to him because he asks it so much better than I can ever say.
Hey, Matt, it's Robbie Mueller from LaGrange, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby, the Bluegrass State. I'm a mixed media folk artist. My question, when you really made the commitment to listen and wait on the Lord to speak to you, what were some of the ways you received or became aware of his affirmation?
Well, that's a great question, Robbie, and thanks so much for asking and for listening to the podcast. You know, we all go through seasons in our life, I think, when we're trying to really hear the Lord in an intense way, you know, for a certain direction of our life or a transition or whatever. I've had a number of those over my life, just like you have, and just like others have, I'm sure. And then there's also that kind of every day, just I'm trying to hear the Lord in what I'm doing, you know, every day. So I make sure I'm following him and make sure that I'm walking according to the plan that he has for my life and also within the grace that he's got for me. But, you know, I think there are really, you know, there are more than this, but these just really come to my mind as I'm thinking about how God confirms his word to us. And these are things that I see over and over and over, not only in my life, but in the life of a lot of the artists that I get to mentor in the mentoring program, or just hearing people's stories. You kind of hear this over and over, and it seems to be a lot of the things that God does regularly. And, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, as God's doing things in different people, if you'll look, you'll begin to get the clues of what he's doing and how he operates, and you'll begin to learn how the kingdom works. And so anyway, one of the first things I think, anytime that I'm seeking the Lord and I'm really trying to hear his voice and I'm wanting to know, Lord, am I on the right track? I'm really listening for and feeling for his presence. Just like Moses said, you know, I want to know, Lord, are you with me? And can I feel that in a tangible way? Do I feel like his presence is around me, within me, in front of me? Is he surrounding me with his goodness? Is there a tangible sense that God's with me? Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes we do have those dark night of the soul experiences where we feel all alone. But, you know, I think most of the time, when we're leaning into the Lord, he shows up. He wants to be with us. His desire is relationship. And so God's presence and feeling and sensing his presence by faith through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that is a big, big marker of his affirmation in my life. Number two, I would say, and my mama always said this, and I just have always gone by this, and I believe it's out of God's word too. I'm always led by peace. You know, whenever God leads you into anything, it doesn't always mean that it's easy. And it doesn't always mean that hearing his voice is necessarily easy. But there's a peace. There's a peace that you know that you know that you know that, hey, I'm not having to strive for this, but I can lean in to the grace and to the rest of his presence and trust that God wants to reveal himself to me. He wants to lead me. He wants to guide me. And there's a peace that comes in the middle of that. The Bible says it's a peace that passes all understanding. So again, as you're listening for his voice and listening for direction, do you sense his presence? And is there a general peace about what you're about to walk into? If there's not, my friend, I would hold back. I would go back into the prayer closet. I would go back to the place that I last heard the Lord until I got a sense of his presence and a sense of his peace. Now, the third thing that the Lord uses a lot in many people's lives and in my life too is confirmation. Whether it be that offhand statement that somebody says that you're like, are you just kidding me? You just said the exact thing that I've been praying for. Or whether it's a direct prophetic word that somebody gives you at church or a friend or a leader speaks into your life. Or whether it's just that, again, that inner knowing that, wow, okay, I'm getting the message. That's the fifth time that I've seen that sign. Or that's the third time that somebody said that to me totally randomly. I'm getting the picture. All right. God sends confirmation to us again, just to bring peace to our heart and to bring faith to our heart as we're in the middle of making decisions. The fourth thing, anybody that's in the mentoring program, they know I say this all the time, but I'm always like, listen, follow the favor. Follow the favor. When God begins to open doors for you, as you begin to agree with his design for your life, you begin to align yourself with what he wants to do, all of a sudden you'll begin to see the favor of God surround you and go before you. And it looks like open doors. It looks like special attention. It looks like resources and ideas and interactions happening in your life that you're like, how did that happen? Or that never happens to me, but now all of a sudden it's happening. What's going on? My friend, God is confirming, all right, that you're on the right track. So follow the favor of the Lord as he begins to open up those doors. And again, don't go back and be like, oh, is this a trap? The enemy's trying to trick me. Oh, no. Thank the Lord. Say, Father, thank you that you're showing me. God, thank you that your word says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And just begin to embrace that as a normal part of your kingdom walk. And then the last thing I would say again is this whole idea about hearing his voice. I love Mark Verkler and his book, you know, Hearing the Voice of God, I believe it's called. We've done featured a lot of his teaching in the mentoring program, and I've recommended his books over the years. But one of the things that he says so clearly is that God's voice sounds like the spontaneous thoughts that land upon your heart and mind when your eyes are focused on Jesus. And listen, when your eyes, the eyes of your heart, are focused on Jesus, realize he wants to speak. He wants to show himself strong in your behalf. He wants to release grace. And so, again, those ideas that you think are passing, those things that you hear in your mind, that you see in your mind's eye, or that you hear, that inner voice that you hear as you're praying, realize that's probably the Lord beginning to bring revelation to you so that he can affirm and confirm the things that he wants to do in your life. All right. Well, Robbie, that's a great question. I know a lot of people, are always asking that question. I'm always asking that question. How can I refine my ability to hear the Lord? And again, it's like anything in the kingdom. The more you do it, when you're faithful with little, then God makes you ruler over much. And the more you get used to hearing his voice, the more natural that becomes. So Robbie, thanks a lot for that question, man. Listen, I know you may have a question too. You're like, oh my gosh, I wish Matt would answer my question online one day. So listen, all you got to do is go to matttommymentoring.com/podcast. You can record a voicemail for me. We listen to those all the time, pick out some of the best ones and feature them right here on the podcast every Friday for 5-minute mentoring. So do that right now. I'd love to hear your question. Also, if you do me a favor, go to iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss one episode at all, ever. And also review the podcast. That lets people know that you love it, that it's a blessing in your life, and it's a way that you can encourage others to listen to the podcast as well. All right. Well, hey, until next time, I love you very much. Remember, you were created to thrive. All right. Bye.